Morning Watch. The Christian Life, Week 2, A Grafted Life, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 11, 17, and 24. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of the fatness of the olive tree. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Philippians 3:11, if perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Romans 8:29 through 30, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. Related reading. According to the natural law ordained by God, it is not the poor life that affects the richer life, but the richer life that affects the poor life. In fact, the rich life will swallow up all the defects of the poor life, and thus transform the poor life. In the same principle, when we are grafted into Christ, Christ swallows up our defects, but he does not eliminate our own life. On the contrary, he swallows up our defects. He uplifts our humanity. He uplifts our mind, will, emotion, and all our virtues. May we all be impressed with the fact that the Christian life is not a matter of exchange, but a matter of grafting. A lower life, our human life, is grafted into a higher life, the divine life. The higher life swallows up the defects and enriches, uplifts, and transforms the lower life. How marvelous! According to God's revelation and according to our experience, we see that as Christians today, we have a wonderful grafted life. This grafted life is not an exchanged life. The inferior branch has not given up its poor life in order to get the richer life of the tree to which it is grafted. No, the branch still remains its same essential characteristics, but its life is uplifted and transformed by being grafted into the better life. What are the results of this grafting? When the fatness of the better tree supplies the grafted branch, all the negative things are taken away. Then the original function of that branch is restored and strengthened. The fruit is still what it was before the grafting, but the problem factors have been overcome. We are the problem branches that God has grafted to Christ. The fatness of his life comes into us, carrying away all the poor elements in us. He uplifts the original function that God had for us, strengthening and enriching it. Then naturally and spontaneously, our whole being is saturated and transformed, and a marvelous fruit comes forth. Romans is not talking about an exchanged life or a reckoning method. This grafted life means that whatever lack we have, as long as we are grafted into the precious tree of the Lord Jesus, His excellent life will come into us. The divine life will swallow up the defects and shortages of our human life. This is possible because in Christ's life there is the killing power of His crucifixion. Remember, Christ's life has been processed through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection. Now His life includes all these ingredients. We may use antibiotics as an illustration of this. Just as antibiotics kill disease germs, so the killing elements in the life of Christ terminates the negative things in us. We may prefer simply to yield up our human life and have it be replaced with Christ's life. We may feel that our life is full of germs and would therefore like it replaced by the divine life. This may be our way, but it is not God's way in His economy. His way is for Christ's life to swallow up all the defects, shortages, and germs within us. The more we tell the Lord Jesus that we love Him and that we want to be one with Him, the more we will experience the killing power in the spiritual antibiotics. All the elements we need are available in Christ's life. In His life, there is the killing element as well as the nourishing element. You may be discouraged about your disposition, but Christ's life will kill the negative element in your disposition. And then instead of casting your disposition away, He will uplift it and use it.